let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online at thisweekinamerica.us. It's a top-notch action novel. In fact, one review said Tom Clancy came to mind, with the boats, guns, explosions, swamps, drugs, snakes, alligators, and some very bad guys, all that, and some humor as well. The book, And I Wanted to Be a Boat Bum, the creation of a talented author, Jim Hawk, an electronics and computer engineer who retired from the Army Civil Service. His early years working for the Army included work for the now-defunct Super Secret Army Security Agency. Jim served 10 years as a church administrator, now retired, although still a church elder. He spent over 12 years practicing martial arts and boxing. Jim Hawk, author of the suspenseful action-packed thriller And I Wanted to Be a Boat Bum, with us on This Week in America. Jim, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I've been looking forward to this, waiting for your trial time.
I have been looking forward to this as well, and so much to talk about in the book. And let's start with that right away. This is more than just a thriller. It's a story of faith and renewal as well. Talk about where this whole idea came from, and then we'll talk about the main character in the book, Gore Lyle. Where did this whole idea come about? It almost sounds somewhat autobiographical as I'm reading your background there.
Well, I wrote it for the Lord, I guess, but... It came from my time working with guys that came back from Vietnam, I guess. And the fact all these guys were in danger, and yet a lot of them were Christians. So they had to, you know, balance this Christian faith with the danger that they went through, you know, and follow their faith. And at the same time, they had to adjust that Christian faith with the danger that they went through. And so I tried to show the fact that you could be a Christian and at the same time have to do nasty things.
It's interesting
so
that...
Yeah,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish that thought.
Well, like I said, these guys had to balance the fact that they were Christians and still do nasty things out on the battlefield. And I tried to show the fact that Christians had to do nasty things and still be a Christian and still follow their faith. And that's what Gore ran into, you know. When he was out on the battlefield, he was not a Christian, and he did all these nasty things. And, of course, it bothered him. And then when he got off the battlefield, he became a Christian. And he turned out he ended up having to go back in that same kind of a field where he was having to do nasty things again. You know, only this time he was a Christian, so he had to balance the fact that he was doing nasty things and a Christian, you know.
Yeah, and we get to see that juggling that he plays, the emotions that he goes through as he's living this world. The book is And I Wanted to Be a Boat Bum. Jim Hawk is the author, our guest in the program. Book available at bookventure.com. It's available, of course, at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's a really interesting story and to see this transformation. And let's touch on that. And in developing the character, you talk about being in the Green Berets and some of the really bad things that he had to do. And that was before he found God and this transformation he went through. Talk about that, because it's something he really had to deal with, what he did in the past and who he is at the present day.
Yeah, he came back from doing those nasty things as a Green Beret and ended up getting God and married, became a policeman, got married and had three kids and two dogs and three cats and so on. And then he lost them. And a mob boss killed him, ran into him. He was drunk in his Cadillac, ran into him and killed all his family, one of his dogs and two of his cats and so on. He ended up getting rich from that, but then he tried to run from everything and become a boat bum, and that didn't work out. He ended up back being in a nasty field again, And then he was a Christian, and he had to deal with that same kind of a thing. So now he's doing the same thing, and he's a Christian, and he has to deal with it. So that shows how a Christian has to deal with the same kind of a violence and balance being a Christian. And as they say, there's never a person without faith out in the battlefield.
Yes.
Because once you're out there, you got to have some faith in something.
You know, it's interesting how he, and the book starts off in talking about the tragedy where he loses basically his family. He knows the mob is coming after him. The book is told in the first person. There are criminal charges and civil charges that are filed. He knows that they're coming after him. He decides he doesn't want to do the police thing anymore. He decides, again, like you said, he wants to be a sailor, and he wanted a big boat. And the boat he ends up with is called the Ark. Talk about how he found the boat. When he goes off to San Diego, he's in Phoenix. He goes off to San Diego and actually found the boat back in Phoenix.
Yeah, I used to live in Phoenix, and I ran across a guy building a really big boat out of concrete. So that's where I got the idea of a concrete boat from Phoenix. A lot of these ideas came from real life.
Well, that's what I was saying. You know, it's almost autobiographical in the sense because a lot of Gore's background, similar to yours in the interest, that type of thing, the locales, as we talk about, and he's got the Ark, as he calls it, which is his boat, which is a great setting for the book. The book is, and I wanted to be a boat bum. And he says it was almost like the Lord was drawing him to Galveston. That's where he ended up for no apparent reason other than the fact that he was drawn there.
Well, I've been there.
I was just going to say, I was going to let you fill that blank in, that you have been to by the time you get to Galveston. So that's interesting how that works out. Now, the book is, and I wanted it to be a boat bum. And I mentioned in the beginning, one review compares it to Clancy with all of the action and everything going on. Talk about, because the book does have humor, it's got suspense, it's got action. So it's not just a thriller all the way through. You've got some diversions along the way, and you've got this dilemma, this moral dilemma that Gore is facing. Talk about, as a writer, putting all of that together and pulling it together in a story, because you've got almost multiple stories going on within the story. How difficult was that as a writer to piece all of this together and make it cohesive?
The Lord kind of led me.
That's the best way to do
the
it.
Lord's if, book.
Yes, yes. So this is really a book that you feel had to be written. You were having some divine guidance as you were putting the book together.
Yeah, it was fairly easy because, you know, the Lord was leading me along the way. He was giving me the ideas, and I just wrote it. So it was pretty easy to write, you know. I think the humor is kind of mine. Anybody that you talk to that knows me will say that I'm really a nut. And so the humor is mine. But the Lord, I wrote the book for the Lord, and I think he gave me the ideas.
And then you had to take those ideas and put them together, and that's what I find so fascinating. With the background, and I mentioned the background that you had in electronics and computer engineering, as you read the book, you go into enough detail that we understand the boats, the guns, the electronics. But not so much that, like, wait a minute, this isn't a schematic that I'm looking at here. It's not an owner's manual. Sometimes there's a tendency to maybe give too much information. How did you find that, again, that balance, or maybe that was divine inspiration as well? Let us know. Give us the background so it's believable, but not give us too much that we lose interest in the story you're telling us.
I did a whole lot of research, and then I just filtered out what I thought should be in there. So I did a lot more research than I put in the book.
Well, you've got enough for a sequel, and you're working on others. In fact, that's one of the common reviews as you're reading that. One common review is, we'll talk about this in a second, make a great movie, make a great TV series. The other is, can't wait for the sequel. You're working on more stories with Gore?
I've got, And I Wanted to Be a Boat Bum, Volume 2. It's about three-quarters of the way done.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that, because people are really enjoying And I Wanted to Be a Boat Bum, the original version that's out there. And you're able to take this Christian message that you've got in the book, the role of Christianity, and, again, delicately weave it into the story, so you're not beating us over the head with it. It's an actual part of the story that we're following. Again, was that difficult? And okay, how do I enter this into the story and bring it in just to the right level?
That's what I was trying to do. You know, again, I think the Lord kind of led me that way, but then that's kind of how I think, you know. It's kind of how I think. I don't try to beat anybody's head, you know, trying to get it into them, because that doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, either the Lord pulls them into it or they don't, or he doesn't. You know, it's not me that does it. You know, so I will not beat anybody over the head with it.
It's just part of the story, and it's a very believable part of the story. Gore Lyle is the main character that we're talking about. The book is told in first person through his eyes, and he gets into a whole lot of struggles and skirmishes along the way, and you can read about the book's available at Amazon Book Venture. You can link on directly to all those websites by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned, and it's interesting, that you sort of filtered the level of information. I don't want to give too much. It's sort of like, as a reader, I know what I want and what I can consider to be overload. Who are some of the influences? Who are some of the readers, the authors that you like to read?
Richard Prather, he was the guy that wrote all the detective books, if you remember him.
Yes,
he
I do.
Tons and tons of them, and they were always funny and easy to read. But if you you might say, well, they're really simple books, but if you sit down and look at the way he wrote them perfectly. And he was a master. I don't know, he probably wrote 60 or 70 books, but I loved to read them, and they were, you know, easygoing and humorous and funny, and, you know, I've got a bunch of them on the bookshelves. They used to be, Bantam Books or whatever?
There were
tons of them.
Yes. Remember that. Yeah. And he was prolific. And it's interesting that you mentioned that simple sometimes isn't real easy, or simple to write, is it? That's sort of a real skill, a craft, a talent that you have, so you can keep it simple and move the story along.
Yeah. Don't use big words if you don't have to.
Yeah, you're not really showing off. You're trying to entertain somebody with a book that's got a great storyline. How do you work? When you sit down to do this, do you pretty well know where the story's going, work from an outline, or do you just sort of let things go where you're led to go divinely as you're writing the story?
Well, I sit down and I write down a couple possibilities of where it may be going next, and kind of let the Lord figure out which one it is. And then I sit down and kind of pencil write what it may be, and then I start typing it.
Interesting. And you've got a great editor that pulls the whole story together. The book is I Wanted to Be a Boat Bum. Jim Hawk is the author. One headline said, Jim Hawk pens action thriller about a Christian undercover agent, which is really interesting, because there aren't a whole lot of books in that genre out there, are there? There were, you've got a thriller, and then you've got the Christian message, the theme, as part of the book.
I don't know any other book that's like it. Maybe you do.
Well, no, I couldn't think of one. That's why I was thinking, well, maybe there's something else out there like that, and it's not. A one review, I love it. Great moving story of good versus evil, with evil getting its butt kicked. I guess that's probably maybe the ultimate compliment when somebody says that about one of the books, that that's the point of it's a great story and a great great moral. When somebody says something like that, that's got to be a compliment.
I think you enjoyed it.
Yes. And waiting for the sequel. We talked about that you're working on that. So often when you read a book like this, it's very visual and it moves along and it's got great storylines. We think, boy, this would be a great movie because I'm seeing this in my mind. This would be a great TV series. Have you thought about the possibility of taking Gore onto the screen?
You know, I think I've made about $80 on it so far. So I need to find a way to sell it first.
Get the word out there to somebody that that does TV programs. Get them a chance to read the book and to get caught up in it. What kind of reaction are you getting? I mentioned the work as a church elder, years you spent as a church administrator. What kind of feedback are you getting? The reviews on Amazon are all 5-star, all everybody on board, waiting anxiously for the next book. What kind of feedback are you getting?
You know, everybody that reads it loves it. It's just not that many people that read it. There's so many books out there, you know?
Yeah, and, it's difficult.
I don't know how to get it out there. Maybe you know how to get it out there, Rick.
Well, we're attempting to do that, and I'll tell you the name of the book, and I want it to be a boat bum. Jim Hawk is the author. The book's available at Amazon. You'll find it at bookventure.com, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places, and you can link on directly to information on the book at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So many books out there, as Jim, as you mentioned, and then a lot of people are like, well, I'm not reading as much, I'm not buying as many books as I used to. The book's available in multiple formats, so you can pick up a Kindle version and do that as you're traveling or whatever. So it's available out there. What has this experience been like for you? How much fun is this to take this story that's been rattling around in your mind, actually getting it down on paper? And having it published and being able to talk about it. What has this been like for you? Obviously, you're enjoying it. You're back working on the sequel.
You know, it's been really strange seeing it out there. And when people read it and enjoy it, that's been, you know, pretty wonderful. You know, especially you. I mean, you're an expert and you enjoy it. And wow.
I'm not an expert. I just like to read books like everybody else does and knows at least a good story that I like when I read it. And this book has all of the elements there. A very talented writer, Jim Hawk, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left in the show, and I want it to be a boat bum is the name of the book. It's a fascinating story. It's got all of the elements that make up a good book. And a lot of it, as we're finding, I thought probably somewhat autobiographical, finding a little more than I thought with the different cities and that type of thing. Just in time going by too quickly, we've got a minute or so left in the program. Picking up the action for a sequel, when you wrote this one, and I wanted it to be a boat bum, did you have a sequel in mind, or was it just like, I'm going to write this and see what happens?
You know, the Lord told me this is what I'm supposed to be doing at this part of my life. So I guess I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Well, then people are supposed to be buying or reading the books and buying them. So we'll encourage them to do that. It's just a fascinating read. I tell you what, you'll go from one chapter to the next. You're not going to want to put the book down. Want to see what's going on, a great message in the book, and it's you've got humor, suspense, you've got action, it's a thriller, you've got all that wrapped into the character of Gore Lyle and the story being told. The book is, and I wanted it to be a boat bum, Jim Hawk has been our guest in the program. Books available at Amazon, Book Venture, wherever books are sold. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you'll find information on the book there. You'll find out, and I wanted it to be a boat bump. Can you actually take a concrete boat and make it float? That'll be something you'll have to look up when you get the book. Jim, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
I've really enjoyed it.
It's been a lot of fun, and the book is a great read. I highly recommend it, and I wanted to be a boat bum. Jim Hawk, our guest on the program, book available wherever books are sold, and you can link on directly to information on Jim's book at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages. Don't go away.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.